You're listening to New Technia. Scientists are sending a robot swarm beneath Greenland's ice. What it finds could affect the entire planet. An international expedition is deploying autonomous submarines, drones, and sensors where Greenland's glaciers meet the Atlantic. The robots will enter waters too dangerous for researchers, gathering missing data that could sharpen forecasts of sea level rise and potential disruption to a major climate-regulating ocean current. A fleet of robots is heading toward one of the most dangerous and consequential boundaries on Earth, the narrow zone where Greenland's giant glaciers meet a warming ocean. Their goal is to collect measurements that ships, satellites, and human researchers have struggled to obtain, and that climate models urgently need. The 30-second summary. An international expedition is deploying autonomous submarines, drones, and sensors where Greenland's glaciers meet the Atlantic. The robots will enter waters too dangerous for researchers, gathering missing data that could sharpen forecasts of sea level rise and potential disruption to a major climate-regulating ocean current. The limits of the evidence and what remains unproven are central to the story. The six-week expedition aboard the Royal Research Ship Sir David Attenborough is scheduled to depart on July 16, 2026. It brings together about 80 scientists and crew as part of GIANT, short for Greenland Ice Sheet to Atlantic Tipping Points from Ice Loss. A place too dangerous for conventional research. At the ends of Greenland's fjords, towering ice cliffs fracture without warning and release house-sized icebergs. Beneath the surface, warm seawater, freshwater, bubbles, and sediment form turbulent plumes next to the glacier face. The precise boundary where ocean heat reaches the ice can be only centimeters thick, yet it helps determine how rapidly glaciers retreat. Placing researchers or ordinary instruments close to this environment is extremely risky. Previous studies often had to examine one component from a safer distance. The new mission instead plans to observe the glacier simultaneously from the air, the surface, beneath the water, and through the ice itself. The robot swarm. The best-known machine in the fleet is Bodhi McBoatface, an autonomous underwater vehicle that will dive as deep as 1,500 meters beneath Glacier Mélange, a chaotic mixture of sea ice, snow, and broken icebergs. It will map the hidden geometry of the ice and measure how surrounding water influence is melting. Bodhi will not work alone. Long-range aircraft will map glaciers and the terrain beneath them using ice-penetrating radar. Rugged drones will approach unstable ice fronts. An autonomous surface boat will use sonar to track changes in melt rates while avoiding icebergs. Smaller submarines will explore submerged glacier faces. Some will carry sensors designed to screw themselves into the ice 50 to 100 meters below sea level, measuring temperature, turbulence, and melting in real time. GPS javelins dropped onto the glacier will track movement at the surface, while a slender underwater vehicle will pass through a drilled borehole to study conditions beneath floating ice. Why the whole planet should care? Greenland's ice sheet contains enough frozen water to raise global sea levels by several meters if it were lost completely. That would take a long time, but even a fraction of that melt would threaten coastal cities, infrastructure, and fresh water supplies around the world. The mission is also investigating a second risk, the Atlantic Meridional Overturning Circulation, or AMOC. This vast system transports warm tropical water northward and returns colder, denser water southward. Large amounts of fresh water from Greenland could make northern waters less dense, potentially weakening the circulation. A major AMOC disruption would not affect only Europe. It could alter rainfall belts and tropical monsoons, with consequences for agriculture, ecosystems, and food security. Scientists agree that the circulation is vulnerable, but the timing and scale of any tipping point remain highly uncertain. Filling the blind spots in climate models. Current climate models cannot fully represent the small, violent processes occurring where glaciers and oceans touch. Ancient air bubbles released from melting ice, for example, may increase turbulence and heat transfer. Multiplied across hundreds of glaciers, apparently tiny effects could materially change projections. Artificial intelligence tools will help the scientists combine existing observations, identify uncertainty in their maps, and decide where the robots should collect the most valuable measurements. The resulting data will feed into the UK Earth System model and support work toward an early warning system for dangerous glacier changes. What the mission cannot promise. The expedition will not determine a precise date for an AMOC collapse. Several robotic systems remain experimental and may face failures in extreme conditions. Measurements from selected Greenland fjords cannot automatically represent every glacier. Climate tipping points depend on many interacting processes and will remain uncertain even with better data. The robots are not being sent beneath Greenland's ice because scientists already know a catastrophe is imminent. They are going because one of the planet's most important climate mechanisms still contains dangerous blind spots. What this swarm discovers may help the world distinguish gradual change from the early signs of something far more disruptive. Before we overstate the result, the robots will enter waters too dangerous for researchers, gathering missing data that could sharpen forecasts of sea level rise and potential disruption to a major climate-regulating ocean current. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.